Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuarawa, nā Tanahira Tokowingwa. This is your Wātea News. Te whānau o Waipareira is this week trialling saliva-based COVID testing as it tries to deal with a surge of people checking whether they have the virus. Chief Executive John Tamihere says as the country locks down, the whānau order provider network has ramped up to deal with the consequences, preparing and delivering food packs and working the phones to contact vulnerable people. Waipareira has hired portaloos to provide some comfort for those waiting 4 or 5 hours in the queue for their first test, and it also has runners in PPE gear handing out drinks and snacks.
They're coming in whānau bubbles. There's 4 or 5 to a car where previously there'd have been 1 or 2. That places more pressure on the line because you're having to test more. But we're trialling saliva testing, which is not as invasive. We think we'll be able to do hundreds and hundreds more because people stay in the car, they're onboarded straight away. They do their test, we collect the files and away they go.
John Tamihere says a downside is the angry and hostile response by some people to conditions which are out of the control of Waipareira. So be kind. Today there were 41 new cases of COVID-19, 38 in Auckland and 3 in Wellington, connected to existing affected households there. Former Labour Cabinet Minister Shane Jones says Sir Michael Cullen was someone who grew in stature through his political life. Sir Michael died in Whakatane last Thursday with lung cancer. Last night, Ngāti Tuwharetoa and Ngāi Tūhoe, who he worked closely with in his final years, held an online karakia for him. Mr Jones says as a junior minister, he was assigned to work with Dr Cullen on the treaty negotiations portfolio. He saw the incisive analysis, courage and political capital he brought to bear on one of the toughest settlements, resolving the claims of multiple tribes to forest lands on the central North Island volcanic plateau.
As a New Zealand political pillar, he grew in the role, and he's a classic example of someone who came into politics and substantially grew and emerged as a greater personality and man than perhaps when he initially arrived.
Shane Jones. The principal of a South Auckland kura says it learned from last year's lockdown and made preparations for a repeat. Mahia Nathan from Te Whare Kura or Manurewa says that included helping whānau with devices and arranging a deal with an internet provider offering free Wi-Fi modems. There were also online sessions in the classroom, so the children became familiar with the devices and the Google Apps platform. It's still a poor substitute for in-person lessons.
It's disruptive. And the online program is really just a sticky plaster, in my view. It doesn't actually replace the full-on contact that you have with the tauira when they're in class.
Mahia Nathan says the kura is keen to see whether the Education Ministry changes the criteria for NCEA credits, as it did last year. And that is your Wātea News.